Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your home on this Wednesday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we will begin reading from the book of Jonah, a narrative that describes the adventures of a prophet who disobeyed God's command. In today's reading, God commands Jonah to go to Nineveh, which is the capital of Assyria, Israel's deadliest enemy, to tell its people they are doomed. Jonah, however, disobeys God and boards a ship bound for Spain. A storm ensues, and Jonah is thrown overboard and swallowed by a large fish. And God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading. One day the Lord spoke to Jonah, son of Amittai, and said, "Go to Nineveh, that great city, and speak out against it. I am aware of how wicked its people are." Jonah, however, set out in the opposite direction in order to get away from the Lord. He went to Joppa, where he found a ship about to go to Spain. He paid its fare and went aboard with the crew to sail to Spain, where he would be away from the Lord. But the Lord sent a strong wind on the sea, and the storm was so violent that the ship was in danger of breaking up. The sailors were terrified and cried out for help, each one to his own God. Then, in order to lessen the danger, they threw the cargo overboard. Meanwhile, Jonah had gone below and was lying in the ship's hold, sound asleep. The captain found him there and said, "What are you doing asleep? Get up and pray to your God for help. Maybe he will feel sorry for us and spare our lives." The sailors said to each other, "Let's draw lots and find out who is to blame for getting us into this danger." And they did so, and Jonah's name was drawn. So they said to him, "Now then, tell us, who is to blame for this? What are you doing here, and what country do you come from? What is your nationality?" "Well, I'm a Hebrew," Jonah answered. "I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the land and the sea." Jonah went on to tell them that he was running away from the Lord. The sailors were terrified and said to him, "That was an awful thing to do." The storm was getting worse all the time, so the sailors asked him, "What should we do to you to stop the storm?" Jonah answered, "Throw me into the sea and it will calm down. I know it is my fault that you are caught in this violent storm." Instead, the sailors tried to get the ship to shore, rowing with all their might, but the storm was becoming worse and worse, and they got nowhere. So they cried out to the Lord, "Oh, Lord, we pray, don't punish us with death for taking this man's life. You, oh, Lord, are responsible for all this. It is your doing." Then they picked Jonah up and threw him into the sea, and it calmed down at once. This made the sailors so afraid of the Lord that they offered a sacrifice and promised to serve him. At the Lord's command, a large fish swallowed Jonah, and he was inside the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. Today's key verse is Jonah 1 verse 9, where Jonah said, "I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the land and the sea." It's interesting, beloved, that, when asked by the sailors, you know, who he was and why he was there, here they are in the midst of this terrible, terrible storm. And Jonah basically confesses, I serve the God who, you know, is in charge of all this. He's in charge of the land. He's in charge of the sea. He's in charge of this storm. And what are these guys supposed to do? They're in fear of their lives. They're seasoned sailors, and they've never seen a storm like this. And so they asked Jonah, "What should we do to you?" And he said, quite frankly, "Throw me over. I'm the reason. My attempt to escape God is the reason why this storm has come." And so they threw him overboard, and immediately the storm went away. Jonah was right. All of this, these problems, all of this horror, all of this great big storm was simply because of him. Now, I'm wondering, beloved, just how many storms in our lives are caused because of our misdeeds. We have gone astray. We have not followed the Lord's will. And perhaps, just perhaps, maybe he has sent a storm to get us back on track. Let us pray. Lord God, creator of the land and sea, give me an obedient heart and teach me your ways. Order my steps this day so that I will, all that I do and say is in accord with your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, when Jonah prays from within the large fish. Until tomorrow then, may God hear your prayers, as he always does. May he have mercy on you and bless you with every good gift. God bless.